Hi everyone. I'm Virgil. I work at the French government on a project that's called La Suite, a collaborative workspace for public agents to replace Microsoft. it's all open source. You can find it on GitHub. So I just say that. It's all published MIT. It's using FOSS libraries for the hard stuff that you guys are doing. Thank you for open sourcing all that, because we probably wouldn't have figured out the CRDT part and the cool editor like Blocknote is doing. And for the stuff around, we just use framework, so we don't take too much risks because we need to ship fast. So Django, React, Next, kind of like a boring stack, but it works for us. So we have a bunch of apps, one note-taking app that uses Blocknote and YJS for the editor part. File sharing, a video conference that just made the New York Times first page 2 days ago, because they are sending it to all public agents in the central states. An email client that uses Postfix, and an AI chatbot that uses Vercel SDK, and you can just choose your LLM API. So this is the application I'm working on. Could have wrote the declaration des droits des citoyens en utilisant des CRDT. this is actually the homepage of the government website. So I'm pretty happy I was allowed to do that. So you might wonder why I'm here. this is not really local first. This is there is a Django server and people connect to it over the web, and it's not actually running on your computer. But we are actually running the direct messaging of the public agent is running on Matrix, which is probably the largest Matrix instance in the world. It has 400,000 public agents connecting to it every month. And it's kind of decentralized. Each ministry has its own server, and they all connected through a gateway. And also, we work for a year and a half. We've been working with Youssef and Kevin from Blocknote and YJS. And every time we meet with them, they want to take us to a local first meetup. So we started saying, okay, maybe we can look at this and try to understand a little bit better. So you might wonder, who wants local first in the government? You might guess the army. So the army is actually deploying its own La Suite. They need to work offline, on the ground, E2E. We are not doing that. They are just having their own La Suite on their own private network, not connected to the internet, but that's it. So why didn't we do local first? Well, they gave us the mission to build La Suite 2 years ago. So we had to put public agents in productions like really quickly. And this still feels really cool, but a bit experimental still. So maybe we can like start putting some stuff in local first, but we had to deliver really fast. So that's why we use the boring stack to build fast, to allow for iteration, to scale quite quickly on Kubernetes, and to focus on usability, because we have like normal public agents who don't come to FOSDEM that uses this. So, you know, the average person sitting in an office. But we have the army like saying you need to do end-to-end encryption, otherwise we won't be able to use you for kind of like sensitive communication. So we try to do our backend as dumb as possible, not put too much in the PostgreSQL, and do as many feature client-side, for example, exports, so that we can, in the end, move to E2E. My biggest fear about local first is usability. Like Matrix, at first, it was a nightmare for public agents. And we abstracted a lot, and we have still people saying, hey, I lost my keys, and okay. So it's tough. So what I'm here actually to present is that we actually put a lot, we are not very innovative on the tech. We leave that to you guys, but we are doing a lot of effort in doing good UX, and I'm actually reassured by the Modal Collective, who seems to be doing a really cool job thinking about the UX. We've done an accessible, I'm done, but this is it. You can reuse it.